Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, here from Intercom Radio. My name is George Lindsay, and I have the distinct pleasure of welcoming in a couple of guests to talk about dining out for life. First of all, and Nikkei, did
yes.
I get that right? Blue?
Yes, Nikkei
okay.
Blue.
Like the stock index.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What you told me before we went on the air.
Yep.
Very cool story. Nikkei Blue is here. She's with the AIDS Foundation Houston. And also Allie Jarrett is here. Allie, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, George. We're delighted to be here.
And she is with Harold's and Harold's Tap Room. A lot of different places we're going to talk about today as we talk about dining out for life. And Allie, I'm going to start with you. There are 40 restaurants, I believe, that are involved or eateries that are involved with the Dining Out for Life night?
There are, George. There are 40 places that you can go and have breakfast, lunch, dinner, even coffee, a drink. And we encourage everyone to dine out for life on Thursday. It's only one day, April the 25th, to help raise funds for a really important cause at any of these restaurant establishments throughout this great city we're in.
And Allie, I'm going to come back to you and talk a little bit about how you got involved in the restaurants and where people can find a list and all that. But Nikkei, let's start with you. Let's start, first of all, about Dining Out for Life, your event, how it came about and how long it's been going on.
Sure. So Dining Out for Life, it's a national event that goes on across the country. It's all about getting local restaurants in cities that are impacted by HIV involved in the cause and helping to support us so that we can end this disease and make sure that people that are living with HIV can live full and healthy lives. So AIDS Foundation Houston, we've been doing Dining Out for Life for many, many, many years. It's one of our favorite events because it's simple. You go out, you eat, you have fun, and you help us serve more people across the city of Houston.
You know, you were talking about the people that are living with HIV and AIDS. That conversation, I mean, there's been a real change in the conversation
yes.
we have surrounding HIV and AIDS in the last few years. How has that affected the AIDS Foundation Houston?
Definitely. So HIV, it is no longer a death sentence. Mm-hmm. It's now a chronic disease in which if you're living with HIV, you can live a full, happy, healthy, normal life. And that includes a love life. With the biomedical medications that are available today, as long as you're in care, you don't have to worry about dying from this disease. So when you think about 30 years ago, when we didn't know what it was, we didn't know how to prevent it or how to treat it, we've come a really, really long way.
And the wonderful work that you all do there, if there's someone listening this morning that they themselves or they have a family member that recently got a diagnosis, how do you all work with people and families like that to help?
We work with individuals that are living with HIV throughout their full continuum. So if you go to our website, AIDSHelp.org, you can find some information about all of our programs and services. We provide housing for persons that are living with HIV, and we also support them from the perspective of testing and getting linked to care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And in talking about the Dining Out for Life, and you say you guys have been doing this for several years. How does that help you? Monetarily, we know, but I mean, how much does that mean to see the community come together on us on a night like that?
For us, obviously, we need the funds to help provide the service to the community, but it also helps to reduce HIV stigma. HIV is still here. There are people who are still getting this disease that don't have to get it. And mm-hmm. so Dining Out for Life helps us because these gracious and wonderful restaurants that support us help us to keep the conversation going and moving so that we can make sure that our family members, young and old, know what to do, know how to do, and know where to go when they need help.
We're talking with Nikkei Blue. He was with the AIDS Foundation Houston. And if people came and visited you all, what would they see when they come in?
Oh, interesting question. We have a very, very welcoming team of people who serve the clients that come to the AIDS Foundation.
This is a passion for you guys.
Oh, definitely. I've been with the organization for over 15 years. So when you walk into AFH, if you need food, we have food for you through our Stone Soup food pantry. If you are homeless and without housing, we have housing, but then we're also connected to all of the other housing providers across the city of Houston. So we try to make sure that you are stably housed, you have the nutrition that you need so that you can then take care of your HIV mm-hmm. And other chronic diseases mm-hmm. as well.
You mentioned earlier that things like Dining Out for Life really help battle that stigma. Still out there pretty strong?
Oh, definitely. I wish we did more from the perspective of HIV knowledge because this is the only disease that's 100% preventable. You mm-hmm. don't have to get it. Mm-hmm. But within our community, still many, many people don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't know the things that they are doing on an individual basis to put themselves at risk. And then when you look at some of our communities that don't have medical easy access to medical care, mm-hmm. they don't have the systems and the structures that they need to stay and live healthy lives. We still have a lot more work to do.
We're going to mm-hmm. get back to talking about the restaurants that are involved with Dining Out for Life. Again, it's coming up on Thursday, and we want to make sure that you guys can take advantage of that. We'll have a website and everything for you. But I wanted to follow up just on something you said there, and that is that they don't know. Mm-hmm. These people don't know. And you think about it for us, and there's so much information. We've heard so much about the progress the last few years. It's hard sometimes to imagine that. But I got to believe, Nikkei, that this affects every area of Houston, because I think sometimes people just think, well, it's in one area of town. Yep. That's a problem in one area mm-hmm, of this fine mm-hmm. city. I would think that you serve people all across the metro.
We definitely do. That's a part of the stigma that we try to combat. And for us, it's about raising awareness, letting people know that if you're in treatment and if you're undetectable, guess what? There is zero risk of you passing HIV to your partners. Mm-hmm. If you are not living with HIV and I call it in a season of risk. Mm-hmm. There's a lovely drug called PrEP that you can take that works similar to birth control. The way birth control
really
prevents a woman from getting pregnant, PrEP prevents an individual from getting HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So this is information that the broader community needs
right.
to hear.
Right.
And events like Dining Out for Life helps us to get that information out there because it starts the conversation. And really, when you think about who people listen to and who people trust, it's their social networks, it's their families, it's their friends. So Dining Out for Life is super important. The 40 restaurants that we have that work with us, they've been with us for a long time, and they truly help us to move the needle into a positive direction.
And that's where I'm going to turn it over to Allie here just a little bit. We don't have time to list all 40 as part of the interview, but we do have a place where people can go. What got you involved? What attracted you, Harold's, to be involved with Dining Out for Life?
Yeah, George, well, HIV/AIDS is alive and well and is still going on. And what attracted us to participate are personal experiences. I had a friend back in the late 1990s, early 2000s that died of AIDS. Mm-hmm. And so it directly affected so many people. And it was a horrible disease then that we really had a hard time knowing anything about. Mm-hmm. Fast forward now to 2019 and at Harold's in the Heights, we have a regular guest that is living with HIV/AIDS. Mm-hmm. And so that comes full circle for me in how the disease has been prevented through education, through knowledge, through treatments. And so it's important that restaurants like Harold's throughout the United States participate to help bring awareness and get rid of the stigma of the disease and help continuing to fund the great things that are going on, like the AIDS Foundation here is doing here in Houston.
We're talking with Allie Jarrett now from Harold's in the Heights. And one of the things that I always get with people whenever something like this comes up, it's like, oh, my kid has softball, there's soccer practice, I've got this going, I have a late meeting. What if they can't get out for, you think of Dining Out for Life, you think of going to dinner, but there are other ways that people can be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to joining one of the 40 restaurants in Houston, and you know, we have a vibrant restaurant community.
I tell everybody, you've got to come for the restaurant. If you nothing else, yeah.
So. I mean, it's so international. And on the list of restaurants to participate, if you can't get out that day, you might be able to go that morning to a coffee shop that's participating, or you might be able to have lunch, or you might be able to go to a happy hour. If you can't do any of those, you still can go online and donate or even mail in a check and put Dining Out for Life and put it to go towards the AIDS Foundation of what they're doing on April 25th.
Real quick, Nikkei, the address that people can go and check out the list, and we'll bring this up again, but
sure.
Where they can find the list of
sure.
everybody.
Sure, the website is AIDSHELP.org, AIDSHELP.org, and they can also go on Facebook and just search for us, search for AIDS Foundation Houston, and they'll find the list of the restaurants there, and also a button where they can donate if they can't get out, but they would like to support us.
And Nikkei, in talking about Dining Out for Life, which again is Thursday, and if you have that soccer game or you have that meeting, we understand, but there are ways you can be involved. But past this event, What's the rest of the year look like for you? What do you all have coming up at AIDS Foundation Houston?
We are always busy.
I can't imagine you being busy.
We are a 24/7 organization. Coming up for us this summer is definitely our Camp Hope program for kids. Uh-huh. And then leading into the end of the year, we have our World AIDS Day luncheon. So those are all two great fundraising events that without local help, they don't happen. So in addition to obviously the grant funding and the foundation funding that we receive, those two events always need a lot of funds and volunteers as well.
I was going to ask you, if someone is listening today and they're moved by the story of what you all do there and how you help so many people here in Houston, and they want to volunteer, how do they go about that?
The easiest way to volunteer is to just email us at info@afhouston.org, and we will get you connected with our volunteer services person.
Okay. All right. And we're going to bring up again the website and how to get the information. But now that we've gotten the serious stuff out of the way, okay, I want to ask you all a question.
Sure.
Of the 40 places that are participating, the 40 eateries around town that are participating, what would be your one thing that stands out as a go-to dish that you got to try? This is an opportunity to get out. Dining Out for Life, an opportunity to try something new. Is there something that jumps out that you can think about?
So I will be making an attempt to go to all 40.
Wow. I want to go with you. Can I travel around with you on Thursday? Yeah.
I'm going to be driving around like a mad woman. But our board of directors, along with our team of staff, and we have some great hosts and ambassadors who will be traveling to all 40 restaurants throughout the day on that day, from Harold's to Tacos A Go-Go. We have even some a pizza place.
Pizza. Absolutely.
Plenty of restaurants across the city of Houston.
Try something different. This is a great opportunity.
Yes.
Try
Le Colonial.
Allie, if we went to Harold's in the Heights, tell us one thing we should try while we're there. Something different, maybe that people would not necessarily avoid, but wouldn't step out there. Tell us something different that we can try.
A couple of things at Harold's. First, I'll start with a staple dish that's been on our menu since day one, and it's shrimp and grits. And
I'm in on that. You know, all right, that's it. That's the end of the interview right there. Yeah.
Shrimp and grits.
I'm done.
I'm a South Carolinian. I grew up eating that, and I'll put ours up against most. It's just delicious. And the other thing, we have a really good chicken fried cauliflower that people are hesitant about, but it makes eating vegetables
yummy.
Fun.
And
I think you'd really enjoy it.
Only in Texas would we have chicken fried cauliflower.
You have to make it tasty.
You got to make it tasty. That's awesome.
It's delicious.
I love that. Well, ladies, thank you so much. You've been so knowledgeable and so passionate about this topic. And thanks to Madison for setting this up. It's been terrific to get to share this information. But let's talk again real quick. If people, again, have heard this and they want to go find out more about the event, Thursday night, Dining Out for Life.
Sure. Dining Out for Life is going to be Thursday, April the 25th. It's an all-day event, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Go, eat in, take it to go. However you want to get it, you can get it. We have 40 restaurants across the city of Houston. And to find those restaurants, go to our website at www.aidshelp.org. And you can also search for us on Facebook.
Nick Kay, thank you.
Thank you so much, George.
And also, Allie, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Appreciate you being in here. Again, Dining Out for Life, it's Thursday night. If you need more information, it's aidshelp.org is the website. You can find the information there, or as they said, you can search on Facebook. This is Eye on Houston from Intercom Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.